All right, well, this is Saturday, September the 2nd, and we just saw a very exciting game with Simcoe County Rovers coming down to Vaughan and beating Scrisapi FC, who are using this field this year because of their own home wasn't available. And today's game was a revenge for a 3-2 regular season win for Scrisapi that I happen to be at. But I have Peter Racco here, the owner, president of Simcoe County Rovers, and we're going to start by giving him a chance to say how happy he is tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm ecstatic. This is a big objective that we set up for early on when we started this club in 2020, and then obviously had our first season in 2021. To win a championship, Barrie, Ontario, bring home a trophy, and then get to participate in the Canadian Championship. It's just continuing to build that culture, build that football culture in Barrie. It's a big step for the community, big step for the club. And you're seeing it here today when the fans, the stands are absolutely packed with Rovers fans, flags, chants. It was remarkable, and it was a big credit to the players on the pitch for building that connection with the fans there.
1150. Dino wants me to mention that, and I might forget, so I'm mentioning it live here, so I'll recall that tomorrow morning. Okay, now, how did you come about, I guess, forming the team and choosing Barrie as the home city?
Yeah, I mean,
good question. Great
question. I give credit to the coaches and Julian, sporting director, for the team that's on the pitch here. So I'm not the guy to answer that. But in terms of the community, it really, we looked at who's willing to participate with us. And Barrie Soccer Club stepped up to the table, led by Will DeVillis, the president of Barrie Soccer Club, a co-owner, and our COO. It takes a community. It doesn't take an individual or two individuals to do something as great as what we're doing today. It really does take a community. And, you know, we found a home in Barrie. We have that. Simcoe County Rover, Barrie bleeds blue. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up there last week, and you packed the stands for that game, too. But you have to, I guess, get along with Georgian College there. Is there any, an extra row of seats on the other side of the field or something like that?
They're a great, Georgian College is a great partner, and we couldn't be having one of the best, if not the best, home game atmospheres without them. So they're phenomenal. We'll always look to improve the venue. As a club, an ambitious club, we look to improve everything, whether it's on the field, off the field, the venue, our staff, you name it. So venue's no exception. We'll look to work with Georgian on improving that.
Yep. Now, looking forward to next year, I know you deserve to celebrate tonight, but we're looking forward to next year with only 12 teams. There's going to be I won't mention the teams, no slack offs of every team will be, ooh, wow, middle and pack and better.
Yeah.
Do you plan on trying to keep this team together, or some folks will move on and you'll replace them?
Of course. I mean, if you look at what we did last year, we moved players on, and we're going to move players on this year. These are a phenomenal, talented group here, and these guys deserve a pro contract, and we're going to work our tail off to make sure that the players that deserve pro contracts get them. And I think that's part of the allure, the a great feature of the Simcoe County Rovers, is that not only are we ambitious on the field to win trophies, which we have done tonight and we did last year with the reserve trophy, but we want to see this as a stepping stone for players and a marquee selling club in our country.
Well, yes, that's true, because I remember talking to Jason Beckford, head coach, earlier this year. The team wasn't off to a great start, and he said, well, we only had two players left from last year, so I guess they're quite popular that other teams, pick him off to move on and stuff up the ranks. Yeah, even his own son went to the CPL.
That's
so
right.
Great for him. Now, just to finish with one more question about next year for the Canadian Championship. The trouble this year was the League One Ontario team got steamed out of getting a home game. Excuses about not having fields available. Do you have to, I guess, wait for the league to decide, or is your bingo ball going to be in the pot to maybe get a home game, even if it is played maybe here?
Yeah, you know, and I think we have to evaluate that. If you look historically at the pressures that puts on a small club, you know, we have to evaluate if it makes sense to play at home or away. I'm confident in our boys, though. These are warriors on the pitch here. So no matter where we play, we're going to put up a fight. And again, that was our goal, to get in the Canadian Championship in 5 years. We did it in three. Very proud of these
guys.
Very
nice. Yeah, great.
Thanks
okay,
so much
now just hold it. I'm just going to say goodbye.
Yeah.